Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. This is Co-Pastor White back by way of the Blog Talk Radio program for the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where the Holy Ghost, amen, is in charge. And our very fine and wonderful founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I just want to thank God so much for another day of life, another day of life, health and strength, praise God, that the Lord has given us. Praise God that He's made a way for us, amen, to be here, to breathe His air, praise God, and to enjoy the food that He has provided for us, and shelter, clothing, praise God, being clothed in the right mind. Hallelujah. Isn't God a good God? On today, praise God, I'm just so excited, amen, about this new year that God has allowed us to come into, praise God. And we do send our prayers and love and support to all of the bereaved families, praise God, to those that have lost loved ones, friends, associates, amen. We send our condolences, our prayers, and we ask that the Lord that He would comfort them and keep them in this their time, amen, of bereavement. Praise God, praise God. And we are here today to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, as children of God, we have been given a charge. We've been given an assignment. Praise God. Praise God to proclaim this great gospel of Jesus Christ, praise God. And I just thank God so much for the opportunity, amen, that He would choose me, praise God, and my great apostle, Chief Apostle Ogburn, my husband, Pastor White, the other apostles, ministers, evangelists within the ministry, the elder, praise God, to bring the word of God, to minister a right now word in due season, praise God, that is life-changing, praise God, the good news of the gospel, hallelujah, amen, of what the Lord has done from the word of God, hallelujah. It's just time to get close to God, amen, as the word of God declares that if we draw nigh unto God, He will draw nigh unto us, praise God, amen, praise God. Amen. Just so excited. Thanking God again for His love, grace, and mercy. Amen. Without the Lord, we would not be here. It is God who has made us and not we ourselves. Amen. We are truly the sheep of His pasture. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And I'm just so excited today. Amen. And the Lord has given me a word, praise God, of encouragement and ministering to minister unto the people, to the saved as well as the unsaved on today, praise God. And before I go into the word, into a word of prayer and then on into the word, I'd like to offer unto anyone that doesn't know Christ in the pardon of their sins, I offer unto you the invitation unto Christ. Amen. For the pardon of your sins unto salvation. Praise God. Amen. And Jesus, praise God, He made a way through the shedding of His blood, through Him dying on Calvary's cross, that we could receive salvation, the remission of our sins, that they could be forgiven by God. And I offer unto you the invitation unto Christ. Amen. At this time, believe, all you have to do is believe, amen, believe that Jesus Jesus the Christ is the only Son of God the Father, and that he died willingly on the cross. He went willingly to the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he died for my sins, your sins, the sins of the world, the wrongdoing, the transgressions that we have and will commit. He died for all of that. Amen. That we could stand righteous before God. So unto you the invitation of Christ, unto you the invitation unto Christ is here. Believe that Jesus Christ is the only Son of the living God and that he died on the cross for the sins of the world, and that God the Father raised him on the third day with all power in his hand. Praise God. Amen. And that he sits on the right hand of the Father. Truly he does, and he is making intercession, prayers and intercessions for us. Amen. Praise God. And if you believe that in your heart and you confess it with your mouth, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord, you shall be and you are saved. Hallelujah. You're saved from the destruction that is to come. Hallelujah. You're saved from an eternity without God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost. Amen. The saints and praise God, the angels in heaven. You are saved from being separated eternally. Praise God, from God the Father. Amen. Amen. But you will be. Amen. Because you've received Christ, you will be welcomed in. Praise God. Amen. But accepting Christ is not enough. You have to go beyond that. You have to go beyond just accepting Christ and believing that he is the only Son of God. But you also have to live for him. Praise God. You have to live for him. Praise God. You have to do the will of God the Father. Praise God. Amen. And that's why you need, after salvation, you need to find a Bible living, teaching, a Bible believing, teaching, living ministry and church. Praise God. And I know that is the case for Sunshine of Faith. If you don't have a church home, you are more than welcome to join Sunshine of Faith. I'm going to give some points of contact at the end of the blog broadcast, amen, where you can make contact with the church secretary of number one, and where you can contact Apostle Ogburn. You can also contact Pastor White, praise God, amen, and you can join this great dynamic ministry that is on the move for God, lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, and proclaiming this great gospel, the good news, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ and what he will do, what he has done, and what he shall do. Hallelujah. For us, his people. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. For today is the day of salvation. Praise God. Praise God. And, you know, in joining a local church and ministry, you'll be able to have the pastor right there where you can reach out to him or her and discuss things within your life and challenges, praise God, and receive prayer and you know, join into the Bible study and the services, the small groups, praise God. Amen. You'll learn all about tithe paying, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Blessing God with the tenth of what he has blessed you overall with, amen, that you will not be a robber of God, amen. Praise God. We just love the Lord on today. Amen, amen. I tell you, God is good, and he's good all the time. Praise God. I just want to thank God. Praise God for his love, grace, and mercy, and his kindness. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture out of Hebrews chapter 13. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 13. Amen. Praise God. And the verse is verse 8 out of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Praise God. And amen. This is a scripture that's letting us know of the steadfastness of the unwavering love and nature of God. Praise God. You can go to it on your phone. You can go to it in your physical Bible. Praise God. Your tablet. Amen. You can go to it on your device, or you can go to it in the holy book, the physical holy book, the Holy Bible. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time for us, as especially the people of God, to know who God is, to know who Jesus Christ is. Amen. To know who the Holy Ghost is, to know who we're serving. Amen. And in learning that, we will be able to live a better life before God. Amen. To know the God that we're crying out to know the God that we're, amen, praising and lifting up. Praise God, praise God. Amen. So I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, and the word of God reads, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know that we serve a God who is the same? Amen. The word of God says yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. We serve a God who is not a sometimey God. Praise God. We serve a God who is not a wishy-washy, a one day this way and another day that way. We don't serve a God like that. We serve a God who is steadfast. Hallelujah. We serve a God who is faithful unto us. Praise God. And he expects us to be faithful unto him. Praise God. Amen. We serve a God who is holy. Praise God. A God who is righteous on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a God above all who is loving on today. Praise God, a God who is forgiving on today. Hallelujah. We serve a God, hallelujah, who is a healer on today. Praise God. Hallelujah, who's a mind regulator on today. Hallelujah, I'm saying on today, but as the word of God says, that Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God the Father and the Holy Ghost, the Godhead Trinity, praise God. Hallelujah. They change not. Hallelujah. They were the same yesterday, January 3rd, 2023. They're the same today, January 4th, 2023. And they will be the same, hallelujah, January 5th, hallelujah, Thursday, 2023. Hallelujah. And as long as time and eternity, praise God, shall go on, they will be the same. Hallelujah. That lets us know that we can depend on God. We can trust in him. We can rely on him. A God that changes not. Hallelujah. If he was a deliverer yesterday, he's a deliverer today. If he was a healer yesterday, he's a healer tomorrow and today. If he was a mind regulator yesterday, hallelujah, he's one today and tomorrow. Hallelujah. He is a God, hallelujah, that has no equal. He is a God, hallelujah, that has, hallelujah, no one that can come against him. Hallelujah. And not be knocked down and not be chastised. Hallelujah. And not be destroyed. We serve a God that's got all power in his hand. Hallelujah. God that puts us to sleep at night and wakes us up in the morning right on time. He's a God that loadeth us daily. Hallelujah. With benefits. He's a good God. That's why I love to offer the invitation unto Christ, so that people can come just as we did, the saints, the ones that are saved, that others will have the opportunity, hallelujah, to come unto God, the God that changes not, the God who's on your side when you come on his side. Hallelujah. The God, hallelujah, that will make a way for you out of no way. The God that will be the bridge and is the bridge over troubled water. The God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that will go your bail. The God that will forgive you of all your sins, past, present, and future, as long as you repent, as long as I repent and turn from my sin and be godly sorrowful. His word says that he is faithful and he is just to forgive us. Hallelujah. The world needs to know that God is alive. Hallelujah. On the throne. He's on his throne. Hallelujah. Yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Hallelujah. As long as we, his people, will serve him. Hallelujah. And not go away a whoring. Hallelujah. After other gods, God is going to be on our side. He's going to work things out for us. He's going to make a way for us out of no way. He's going to give us strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, let them know that I am the God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm the God that holds their inheritance. I have, God said, the will and the testament, the old and the new. Hallelujah. They were just written at different times. Hallelujah. But it's a will and testament for my children, because for my children, God said, there are certain blessings that are not for everyone. Oh, like the condemning of those who rise up against us. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 54 and 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Hallelujah, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. But some blessings, hallelujah, are not for everyone. You got to be a child of God within the will and the testament of the master. Hallelujah. Just like Isaiah 54 and 17, that's not for the unsaved. That's for the saved. That's in the will and testament of God for those that are saved. You shall, as a servant of God, condemn the tongues that have spoken against you. Hallelujah. Condemn them down to hell. Condemn them down, hallelujah, to the pit. Hallelujah. God has given you that birthright, that blessing to condemn the tongues that rise against you. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, is against those tongues that rise against you, that lie on you, that talk about you, that run your name down. Oh, but God, he's given you the authority. He's given me the authority as a child in the will and testament. Condemn the tongues that rise against us. We don't have to fear the tongues. We can condemn the tongues that rise against us. Hallelujah. And God will, I said he will, back up his word. If he said it, it won't return void. It will perform what he has sent it out to do. Hallelujah. And if God said that you can't condemn the tongues that rise against you, then you better start condemning them. Hallelujah. Binding them up and pleading the blood of Jesus against them. Hallelujah. And getting into the word where we all will learn the more. Let us get into the word as children of God and learn the more what's in the will and the testament of God for me. What promises, hallelujah, what testimonies, hallelujah, what blessing, what's under the umbrella of blessing, what is there in blessings that the Lord has for me as a child of God. See, God wants us to know as his children, he's got special blessings. Oh, an anointing, hallelujah, stored up for us. We just have to connect with God. Tap into the Spirit. Hallelujah. Draw nigh unto him, that he'll be able to draw nigh unto us, praise God. Excuse me. Because his holy word is a living word. It was God breathed unto the men who wrote it. They were inspired by God. Hallelujah. To write the scriptures. Hallelujah. It was not of man, but it was of God. Hallelujah. And they wrote it. They wrote the scriptures, praise God, under the unction, hallelujah, by the influence and under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's how they wrote the scriptures. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy. 3:16. Okay. 2 Timothy 3:16. And 17. Wow. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction. Hallelujah. It's given by inspiration of God. Hallelujah. In
Hallelujah.
God, good God on today.
Yes,
in here, Waymaker. Hallelujah. Yes. In here, Savior today. Hallelujah. In
thank
here,
you,
mind
Jesus.
Regulator today.
My
Hallelujah.
Lord, Hallelujah.
I see my time is winding down, but I'm going to give the points of contact for Dr. Osborn and the church secretary and Pastor White, praise God. You can contact the women and men of God, amen, for prayer and counseling. You can contact Dr. Osborn at area code 301-732-0461, praise God. Area code 301-732-0461, and you can contact the man of God, my husband, Pastor Terry White, at area code 863-279-2332. Area code 863-279-2332. And Minister Yvette Smith, she is the Secretary of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number one, church in Baltimore, Maryland. You can reach the woman of God for service times and locations at area code 240-554-7416, area code 240-554-7416. Praise God. And just remember today, saints and people of God, that the Lord is on your side. Hallelujah. He is Emmanuel, God with us, praise God. And all we have to do is just to stay close to him. Draw nigh unto him that he will draw nigh unto us, praise God. Amen. And the scripture today came from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So whatever
Hallelujah.
Jesus
Thank you, Lord.
Did, whatever he did in the Bible days, whatever
uh-huh.
he did 25 years ago, whatever
Come
he
on.
Was able to do yesterday, he will
well,
do it today. Hallelujah.
Hey, yes,
he will.
He will
do it tomorrow.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Will do it
yes,
50
Lord.
Years from now. He
yeah,
will do
you
it
You better talk
eternity.
About it. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, the Messiah. So just remember
yeah,
that you have a God that will never change. You have
oh, yeah.
a God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you Jesus. Thank you.
A God who is for
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. And God
Hallelujah.
Is to speak the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Speak the word. Decree and
yes.
declare upon your
yes.
life what you want God to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if it is in the will of God,
mm-hmm.
God will perform it. Hallelujah. It will not go to stony ground. It will go out and perform what God, through you, his servant, have spoken. Hallelujah. He said, only speak the word. The devil might try to bring a pain on your body. Hallelujah. But you are the servant of God. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And decree
it. Talk about it.
That I
Thank
am
you,
the healer of the Lord. God
yeah.
is my willing healer.
God is.
I
Thank you, Lord.
Live.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the devil know
yeah.
that you shall live and not die.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
the
devil yeah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
1:18 and 17.
Yeah.
Go on and let that devil know, hallelujah.
Let him know.
Praise God. That God have not given you the spirit of fear. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
1:1 and 7. But of power and of
power.
Love
yeah.
and of
sound mind. Hallelujah. Just like Jesus did in the wilderness. He didn't go back and forth with the devil. He didn't have no argument. He said, it is written. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put the word on them. Hallelujah.
Put it on them.
Put the word on them. The word is what's going to back them up. The word is what's going to resist them. Say, if you resist the devil, he will flee. It's not a lady or a man, but he will flee. Use the word. Use the word for your benefit. Hallelujah, because you as a child of God, you're in the will, you're in the testament, the old and the new. Hallelujah, it's all one book. We can't just say we want to study one half. It's all one holy book given by God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the old and the new. So use the word. The word is life, and it is spirit. Hallelujah. We
thank
are spirit made in God's image. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we are the redeemed of the Lord. So we might as well say so.
Jesus.
Shout out to the Messiah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we just thank the Lord today. I know my time is wound up. I got to be obedient. But I just want to thank the Lord again for our very fine apostle, Dr. Osborne, and for my husband, Pastor White, for all of the apostles, elders, ministers, evangelists, prophets, prophetesses, youth, everybody in Sunshine of Faith, and all of God's people everywhere. Amen. And as Dr. Osborne would say, Jesus loves you, so do we, and we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.